Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world.
Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no hole licks, straightforward, and you've more of a chance to win in Our Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland-based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state-of-the-art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Sorry. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Find out what it was happened that last week, no?
Ain't someone hit the mute button
on. No one's grabbing eggs. There's a volume button up. Here, you want to see the setup we seen last night on that thing? It was proper loofah for a wee podcast studio.
That's
wasn't
a
it?
Proper podcast studio. That was class. It was in a big studio.
You get comfortable.
Big shack. Yup, I fucking said, fella. Here, and you know what's mad? These two can both do a backflip.
Can you do backflips?
Of course I can backflip.
I can do backflips.
Here.
I done one the beef and they broke my rib.
I done two on the bed. I didn't think he could have done it. I didn't think I could do one. I showed him up down outside the bars, didn't I?
Did you do it outside?
I'll tell you what, that's cracker here. Me, my wee mate, wee baby Kev, in a turn outside Thompson's, no end big fucking black rubbish bins. Here's me, lads. Multi is backflip.
Did you do it off the bed?
No, listen to this. Here they were. Alex, don't wait. We care. Go ahead. Here's me, right? Oh, backflip. See, once I got halfway up in the air, shit myself. Pulled out it. Landed clean on my hand. Lads, fuck my hand up. Yeah. Here, we're landing there. About 5:30 in the morning. Here's me, lads. I need to go to the A&E. Here they were. You're sweet. Here's me. Bang. I rocked down the A&E. D-square jeans, polo and all. I sat there at about 10 o'clock next morning. You won't know where it's football wrong, man. straight back up the wee Kev shed. Can't be lit for another 2 days.
Back on it again.
Here, back on it. Powerful.
Yeah, what about, remember SP McCabe when Ibiza, he didn't do a backflip?
He didn't do a backflip. He jumped into the baby pool.
Oh, was it?
And broke his back.
Fuck me.
Wild. Yeah, but I learned how to do backflips growing up. Like being on a trampoline, so I could always do them, so I can just do them. But as fuck, it says I'm getting older, I'm not getting right round as much as I used to.
Cut the weight on, big son.
I'm seeing when I'm halfway round, mate, as fucking, if you pull out, you break your neck, you have to just fucking go for it.
And I
landed on my stomach in Ibiza and fuck, I thought I broke my rib. I couldn't breathe, and I was wet.
It was brilliant, but to be honest with you, I was surprised you could do it. Like, I can't do it, like, I can do a front flip. 100%, but
sure, I can't rap, mate. Know what I mean? We can do. There's things we can do.
This is it.
That's it. Oh,
Yo. I'm a tap.
When I'm at the bottom, the only way's up. Trapped in the matrix, I think I'm stuck. Ooh. All my life, never had no luck, but I'm not complaining. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Gonna blow up, got a Lambo truck. Yep, I said, boys.
When are you doing a new tune together?
We're doing one tomorrow, lads.
Roll on.
M66 on the M50, slicing through Dublin with a bro Lambo.
Oh! Let's get it.
Me, him, and Q-Dub. It'll be out soon, lads.
Stay tuned. Stay people, fucking tuned, keep lads. Your eyes and your ears open.
Keep them open. Open the fuck. Some Belfast has never seen before.
You know what I mean?
100%.
I like your Dream Reckless song. I think it's class.
Dream Reckless. I can't even listen to it.
Jesus on my chest.
Jesus on my chest. I can't even listen to it no more, lads. I swear to God, I can't listen to it.
I'd be like that with my two singing people. You hear too much.
I've heard it too much. God. And I've heard it fucking. I keep hearing it and it cringes me out, mate.
And people don't realise.
I think that's normal for an artist, though. Like,
people don't realise. See, before it's even out, we've heard it all sorts of times already in the studio.
It's doing some numbers. Like,
that's it. I don't care. That's the main thing. You know what I mean? As long as it's doing the numbers.
I was working one day, driving down the Oma, flat out in the motorway, big Ford custom van, big 2023 plates so it was, or 24 something. I was flying flat out. My man only got maybe gold chain, maybe not maybe Jesus pendant on it. I was flat out. It just came to me. I had the tunes popping. I was going, fuck me, I'm proper driving Reckless here. And then I could see the wee Reckless bounce here. I'm driving Reckless. I go, Reckless, Jesus on my chest. And then it just came from that. And I think I went on it that weekend. Not a more shit on it.
And then
that was it. Went to the studio on a Monday or something.
Who's going to be in it's a time?
Tommy God, I'm best in the game. Who's going to stop? I'm going to blow up Osama Bin Laden. Free all the boys in the fucking London. That's one place I'd hate to be standing anyway.
And it, on that London. All the boys in the
fuck London. Fuck that. Shout out all the boys up there anyway, lads.
What is the
London? The London fucking jail.
Was it? I thought it was like a Hall Stars London.
Hall Stars in London, whatever.
Stand happy stars.
Free all the boys. Free all the my man's London.
COVID lockdown, that's where I was. Stuck my man's London. That lockdown was wild.
Mate, so your name, it's the 66, where does that come from? Just like a sound of it?
Don't even know, bro, honestly. I had about five different names sorted.
At
about five different names starting off, at about M14C, and all sorts of different shit, and then M66
just sticks.
Like,
see, to be honest with you, I had that Instagram profile for 4 months, trying to build up my own wee little click before no saying to anyone I knew personally, and then I got about 800 followers on my own, through like a wee bit of hype. And then I put it on my own story, massive in my own story, and then it just blew up. My personal story, she wanted to put up my personal. Everyone there was at it anyway, in the parties, that's all I used to do.
Yeah.
Just stick a beat on, rap like fuck, doing Colin's heads and sort of where people were going, who is this?
That's
a
waste.
Who's this? He's in the corner and I'm sitting, bap, 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 bap. And then you get people going, do you hear, that's some talent, you need to take that somewhere.
Yeah. I can relate, mate. People, know what fucking, I mean? Yeah, you'd be getting the shit for people at the start. They're all going, will you fuck up? And then the same people now going, here, I was actually such a wee tune, mate. Fuck for a penny.
People
change their tune after.
But I just, the only reason I started that was because you were about to, but there was nothing big, know what I mean? You had the stout tune. But that was about it. And
to be honest, that was my first ever crack at trying to do a tune. I'd never done one before, know what I mean? And it was kind of. It was an old Larry. It's like an old hip hop type of beat. Know what I mean? It's an old boom bop, I loved it.
There's only you, and then you've a legs of Dirtbird, etc. All the Surf Boys are big M's up, they're all 100%. But other than that, there's no one else out in the scene. There's SP and all, Cavi. Yes. I need to say that. Go on the 4X on. You're the man.
4X.
Seen him in traffic the other day, lads. I just turned here and he, Cavi, you're the man. He gave me the same sort of eyes. There was no one doing it, and here's me. See the ones that are doing it? They're a bunch of agents. Here's me. What are they at? They weren't doing it proper.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So I seen you gap the market. Here's me. I'll jump in to do it proper the way no one else has done it.
It's definitely on the up, but.
No, it is. It's on the up 100%.
Never heard of 10 years ago.
Definitely not.
The type of tunes that you do, you know what I mean? It's different as well. Mate. They're gooey tunes. I listen to them all, you know what I mean? You would listen to them as well.
They're poppers,
Pull them out.
Pull them out. They shell, pull. I got that flake and I got that cake.
That's a fucking bar, mate. That's a good bar.
Lads, there was a time as well. I was Boucher Road, but I was working on the Boucher Road, you know what I mean? Listen, I was working on the Boucher Road and second day at workers from the iron out the back. So all these mechanics, there was about 15 mechanics. And it was all quiet. There was tunes on all day, like no just pumpers, and I'm walking through a workshop, got about a ton of Red Bull, I'm walking through a workshop. Oh, I hear, are you hungry? Yeah, for a little more. It's a Belfast gang coming through the door here, me lads. I went pure beetroot. I looked about going, what the fuck?
Someone is freaking out.
Oh, hold on, there's no diagram, me lads.
Yo, Camo's asked about him.
I'm on the Working Class podcast here with Lambo and Gam. We're live and direct. You're on the mic.
His dad's a
boy. You're on the mic here. Have you anything to say before a fucking
couple bars?
Fuck off, yeah, cunt. Here, I'll give you a shake one to me. Right, go ahead.
So you were walking by someone and they obviously didn't know who you were because the mask,
they were connected to a speaker,
but they didn't know you.
No
you
one
were.
Knew me. It was only my first few days.
Cults are probably listening to your voice going, hey, I've heard that song.
I know where I know his voice from.
I'm at the back working away.
Trying to stay quiet.
Do you think you'll ever take the mask off? Is that your thing?
Nah, yeah? Because it's part of the identity, isn't it? It's a character I like to play, lads.
That's it, dog.
It's not me. It's just a voice for people who can relate to it, know what I mean?
I've seen the real him too, the real G. Yeah, and that says his name, know what I mean? Yeah, and that just goes anything.
Listen, I just like to put this mask on and be a wee character for people, know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a good character, someone playing a movie. That's the way I like to do it. Put it on and be M6 and take it off and be myself.
M66 blessed to be stressed.
Hitting on me, but our girls are says she's in the hotel getting on dressed. I'm a proper baller. College our best. Yep, I said, Lambo.
Come on, bro.
We love here.
Just haven't listened to that people. Get on and get it fucking blasting in your gaff, in your fucking car, everywhere, outside, in the streets. Get it up the fuck.
Q Radio next. Come on.
Oh, what?
Here. We had it on in Caffrey's. Shut the place down. Shout out all the boys in Caffrey's as well.
That was a big turnout.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who wasn't it? There was all sorts of people there, mate.
I was powerful. But it was all like kneecap fans as well, and some of them didn't know us, nor were going, who the fuck's these Comanches? And then we rocked the place, didn't we?
Aye, but did all right. We probably gained a couple of fans that night.
But did all right.
Yeah, shout out the kneecap, putting them on for us as well.
Shout out the kneecap for play, lads.
For play. At Cavs is a good wee spot. See, up the stairs where it's all, because it's obviously all done up now.
It holds
a lot of people. Like,
off, didn't it? Right up top of the stairs.
I was buzzing.
We had about 25 people up there. Ryan Long was going nuts.
I up the very top, and he's going, get all these out the floor.
He was going, get these cunts out here, me lads, mom.
We all sort of swallowed up there. Double vodkas all night. I had to get a flight fucking about 3 hours after we left the place for fuck's sake. It was like a scarecrow in the airport.
We went down to get a flight. Fucking, we got picked up at 6. He was on there about 3, and fucking had to
still
lit. We got down there. Funny that is because we had a suitcase. We were like, the people had to book us our taxi, but we went down, and when we went in, the what's it called, the till or whatever.
You couldn't check in.
You can't check in for 2 hours. You're just sitting in the lobby.
4 hours early in the airport, like a scarecrow, fucking. Bar crack.
Shit in it.
No good. So maybe I'll learn one day, but that
you missed that one, Liverpool.
That was good, wasn't it?
Me, him, SP, Adam, Dirk, Reese, here.
Legends.
It was some. I brought my Dan over, so then my Dan, big Carl, fair play to boys.
He's a boy, his dad's a boy, mate. I swear they're not. Good crack, these boys. Get all right.
Here, would you prefer the English rap or the American rap? Or?
Honestly. I've just been playing Dublin rap recently.
Have you?
Dublin
rap. I like Casper Walsh.
Dublin rap.
Casper Walsh.
Dublin rap and a bit of our stuff and a bit of...
Oh,
that's it.
I still listen to a bit of my 90s, like, you know what I mean? But I would listen to fucking...
I like Mazza.
Mazza. I tell you what, I'm playing Mazza. See, Mazza and H, like, At New Tune, New Money, that's sick.
There's nah, one called, is Hazy a Scouse rapper?
Hazy, aye. Cast good too.
See, to be honest with you, it was Earl Hazy put me on to the rap game, lads.
He's lethal, mate.
I was with Hazy, so was.
Why?
Aye, when he was in Belfast, down at Europa Hotel.
Seriously?
I was actually him, because I knew him before I started doing the rap. And it was him saying to me there was no gap in the market for over here, no to get on it.
Yep.
So I was typing him like,
shout out to Hazy.
Shout out to Hazy. Him and Wee Joe, save Wee Joe Belfast. You know Wee Joe, don't you, Limbo?
Wee Joe's a boy. So
if it wasn't for him too, I probably wouldn't have got started, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They were the ones pushing me like,
fair play.
What do you think of Coley B?
Coley B.
Lurgan's finest, the main
Coley
man.
Coley B, Lurgan's finest.
We need you back up, Coley B.
Listen, lads, take some balls.
He was on the podcast.
There's going to be all wankers in these comments as well, saying to me, sitting here in a mask, doing this, doing that, know what I mean? But here, listen.
No one knows who you are. So
I know, but listen, fair play, take some balls and come out, know what I mean?
Exactly.
I like Coley B, I think he's good crack. We want to get him back on the
podcast. Come back, Coley B, we love you, big man. Lurgan's finest.
Come back, there's a seat right here, right beside me, son.
There's always room for you up here, big man.
Oh, we had him on McGrain, man, didn't we?
Oh, Burnsy was calling him Kobe Lee.
Kobe Lee.
As we were just saying there before you come in, that was my favourite podcast.
All right, my granny said that was her favourite podcast too, sort of.
It was Grey Man, Connor Burns and Coley B and me and Liam. We had a laugh. It was
a good combination of people.
There's been some cracker like.
We asked him to do a freestyle, like all the top of his head, and he started doing that one about fucking
James Conley.
I was like, that's not a freestyle, you mad cunt. That's a fucking song, you know.
Did you good see man. Somebody made like an AI thing of it? Was like James Conley with the
phone.
Actual
he's
phone.
Him an
bro. Oh, there's a belter.
You can learn to talk about it now, no?
Nah.
Flat, not look.
You're fucking right, lads.
No.
So
lots of challenges, good. Like, but like, yo, what's happening? M66 just rocked in. I got two big bags full of shopping. One's full of clothes and one's got a box in 66 and one of a cane. Big joint of collie just too unwind. I so pad you would think that I'm blind and I'm from Belfast for free past in. Backstreets on the loads more like a front lane. Belfast leave you, we made the head lane. Fuck with the gang, get put on your spine. Body slam from hell, go to bed, it's night 10. Bah! If you see us in the club, yup, my lads.
That's right.
We won't come out, lads, as well. That's my third punch. Punch from Pier Street. Pier Street flats, I tell you. Get up, I said, Sublick.
You up the door, boys.
Have you your bars ripped for that tune you're making with him?
I have loads of bars, right? I just put them all together, piece of the guy, and listen to the beat, hear what way the beat is, and then go, right, I'll use that wee one for this one, kind of thing, you know what I mean? And I'll say, add a wee couple of bits once I hear the beat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've seen you writing, mate, that was fucking too busy, we're drinking beer.
I know.
Drinking beer.
Did you see a state of his paint this morning in Weatherspoon?
Didn't shit, lads, nah.
1.2 out of 10.
But Weatherspoons are known for their shit paints.
Spoons is known to be a fucking
see the heck, like the drink culture in England, it's so bad. It's like they don't put pink. If you get a cardboard, put in a cardboard glass.
No Guinness in a fucking glass.
Yeah, we got a Guinness. It was in like no one of them. Like, is it? What, it's like a Wayne glass. No, the ones. That, is it?
Like it looked like a Haverly glass or something, didn't it? Like,
Maggers. Is it not goes up the bubbles?
It goes up like a Wayne glass. Putting a Guinness in one of them, I was like, what the fuck?
That's criminal. You should be arrested for that shit.
But as well, like even their beers, they put them in like a glass you'd have in the house. Not a fucking pink glass. Like,
where's your best Guinness, lads?
In England or over here?
Over here.
I would say the Raddies.
I tell you, Maddens.
The Raddies.
I tell you, right. McLaughlin's Barney at them road.
Where?
McLaughlin's Bar.
Listen, lads, I'm an alcoholic. Take it from me. The nicest pint of Guinness in Belfast is Maddens.
Maddens.
I've never been to Maddens because every time I've went, I've had track bottoms on and they don't let me in.
I had track bottoms on.
Well, I just got fucking profiled.
No, even your wee man knew the podcast when I was in. Your man that owns it. So he would. I don't know. Next time we're down,
I've been knocked back twice and then just.
I don't know. He was talking about me. He was actually saying about doing a podcast in Madden's upstairs.
Serious?
Oh, he must have been working. He's actually sound as fuck. But Madden's is the nicest.
Did he have grey hair?
He was young. He was young for that. Young, but he was in his 40s.
So Madden's.
Big man, if you're watching, you're the nicest Guinness.
Shut up, Madden. Let me in.
Here, do you drink over on the Antrim Road then?
I drink everywhere and anywhere. No one's going to fucking stop me. Yup, I says. Donner's Bar's real.
I hear good things about that. Stilo always fucking talks
Stilo's
about.
Stilo's nuts. Stilo's mad. Stilo steals his jokes off my dad. Yep, I said. Willie's joking. He shout out both of them.
Haven't seen Steelo in a while.
We were texting to come on here the other week.
Get him off for an hour round two.
Oh, him and Jared. Steelo and
Healy. Jared Healy. Walking George wee lad out in his next fit, lads.
Oh, I wee
Lucas. Wee Lucas Healy, shout out.
I walk on
out. Shout out all the Carrick off boys as well. All the Downpatrick boys.
Wee Lucas doing all right, and he's wee kid, and he's fucking, he's got all sorts of people walking about. No, already, you've made it off to a good start, Kev.
I think his dad, he's George, next his rap music.
Oh, wow, he's the man.
Oh, wow, he loves your rap. What do you think about that Cracker and Donovan fight?
Mate.
The real deal.
That was a scrap. That was a war.
Was it? Well, tell you what, shout out wee Rayon Farrell.
Oh, I root for him.
He's the main man, wee Rudy.
Come back,
big man. He took a beating, but
he's a dog, mate. He get back up. Fair fucking play to him.
He's the main man.
And Tyrone. And he's from a fucking New Lodge as well.
All the Belfast lads done well.
Keevan done well as well. Keevan and Jago.
Molly Meatballs done good. I like Molly.
Yeah.
I don't know Molly. If she's fighting a bum like.
Fair play to wee Ben interviews. He's getting
better, isn't he?
It's the same. We got a wee interview with Meatball Molly. I still need to get one wee Ben, son.
He's a big fan of the podcast.
He is alright. Actually, I walked down the fight night, remember?
Why,
I walked wee Ben out, lads.
See where we were obviously doing the corners. I was telling every cut. Even when they were losing, I was like, you're up here, you're winning, just win one more round. You won. Constantly going, I'm getting battered. I was like, you're not, you're fucking winning. Sean Branagh was like, I'm not. I says, you are, mate, you're fucking winning here.
Who was fighting Sean again? The pig. Oh, I go on the pig, my team, legend.
Have you ever seen a video of Sean hitting the punch bag?
Nah.
Does it not move?
It don't move.
We were in a Ibiza and he went to hit the first year we all went to Ibiza, I was about fucking 18. And we were all hitting the punch machine. Gavin went to hit it and it just went up and got zero.
I've
never seen anyone get zero.
Do you ever see? Because you need to hit straight on.
We hit it the wrong way.
And it broke my wrist. I had to let on one sore. I was like, fucking hell. Because you had to hit them straight. I was like, throwing like a punch like that.
See, the one thing I've known you from is that video of you torturing the taxi man.
Everyone says that.
Turn it up, mate. That's a favorite bit, mate.
And he's like, do that again, I'll break your fucking fingers. Here, I actually got him. It was a couple of weeks later, but that video sort of went viral on Facebook back then, right? I get into the back of a taxi, mate, and I just looked in the mirror, and look, when you're in the back, you can look in the mirror, and I just seen his eyes, and I knew right away, that's that fucking taxi man. That video. He just pulled that fucking handbrake on, man. You, my fucking kid seen that video, get the fuck out.
Serious,
I mean, his cat pound up, and he was like, fucking stop doing it. His cat pound is fucking really up.
Yeah,
I mean, he's like, back then, when I was a wee dickhead.
Everyone was a wee dick back then.
Yeah. Gavin's a good torturer too. See if he's drunk, he's good torturer.
See if you can see in my hand what I actually had. I have a box in my hand. That was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was down getting a tattoo kit. The fucking tattoo call to the party. That's what that was.
Surprised you fucking tattooed me, you bastard.
No tattoos, lads. Oh,
that's terrible, mate.
My tattoos are scrapper. Like, it is an absolute scrapper. Like, it's probably the worst.
You don't get tattoos 3 o'clock in the morning off your mate in a Ibiza. That's just
not even scrapper. Legs worse.
The one of aye, wee Paul Phelps as well.
Shit, wee Paul Phelps running about with Burnsy in his
leg. He didn't have a clue.
Son,
Parky was that
leg cut off.
Parky was that leg.
It was funny.
Well, played
who was it? What was the footballer? It was
Stuart Dallas.
Stuart Dallas. And we were sitting there watching.
So were
like,
because I seen it in your story.
Every conversation, laughing. He actually, Stuart Dallas actually messaged me about it. He's like, he's not well. I was like, I know, he's fucking mad.
Shout out to Paul Phillips. We'll get thee back on, big man. Talk about it.
He ended up black, didn't he?
Aye, he was juiced. He done a chat of patching. A couple of chats of patching.
You need to be
He didn't know what it was. Man, he had no idea what it was going to be. And then I was like, I ain't got some battle. And see, the funny thing is, see the picture of Burnsy that they got done? He just took it off him. Like, Arnane, he just went Burnsy Smith, took the picture and just put it on his leg.
And
he came up to me and he was like, he says, we were doing the podcast. He says, here, I need to talk to you. What says... do you want it to be? Like, when he starts showing me tiny ones, I says, no, fuck. Do a big one.
Do the biggest possible one.
Do it right. And he's like, right, I'll do it in a wee love heart. So it was a love heart. And everyone's face fucking
sure, bad. Sure, won't do it right. Know what I mean, Gam? Oh, no point getting the feet in a bath. You're not getting wised.
That's a good one, mate. I think that tattoo was a fucking battle. Like,
it was, mate. But I love it.
See, the thing is, see, when he's like fucking 40 or 50, he still has it. Like,
can't Burnsy in the lady.
It'll just be all fucking wrinkled. Big Burnsy, he'll be wrinkled on the
mate, lady. I was at McCannon's fight. last week in Dublin, and clients were kind of like, where's Burnley?
Everywhere you go, that's the main most asked question I think I get.
Last time I was with him, I fucking gave him, tapped his phone up and gave him a lift home.
Brought him out for coffee, brought him out for coffee and buns and all, and then next time we seen him, he just fell out with Gavin, but he's not fell out with me. I was giving him a hug and all, we're all good, like, but.
Did you ever see a size as bats he does, lads? Football bats, buddies.
Like Anton News, like a big putter roll. These
lads are like Tesco shop receipts.
Big, massive ones.
I swear to fuck, you see him watch teams, about 25 teams.
They're brand of tips, he does them bats. Well, there's another traveller about our way, he does them big, massive bats.
I've done a few big accumulators in my time, like, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going for the Dead Sea Scrolls. Like.
You're gambling on yourself?
No. Man, I love you, I'll slat you all time, like. Yeah, big bass slats.
Oh, big bass gets you done it. Yeah, big bass bonanza. Bro, the spins, like, seeing you get the three wee faces, like, that's you, you're fucking
times two. Seeing you get that scattered times two and then scattered times 10, you're
We were in the airport last week, and some woman came up to us and was like, "Who's kneecap?" I was like, "Nah."
You got the wrong guys.
Wrong people.
I know. I was like, no fucking.
D-tack kneecap. See, to be fair, if I went to an Irish school, I'd probably be rapping in Irish too, but I'm just not fucking fluent. I know a couple of wee words and phrases, but I wouldn't want to do the language and the justice trying to fucking do it all now, but I'm trying to learn as I'm fucking getting older. Kneecap's probably taught me a lot too, listening to their tunes, so I can only learn more as I go on. Once I'm fluent, I'll get there, I'll probably stick in a few more things, like, but I'll just stick to my Belfast now.
Snatching my car.
Oh, wow.
I get you back.
I know fuck all. I know a bit of Romanian, like. See, like, I've got an arrow on the leg, shush bulla, baby.
What's that mean?
Can't say on
Matt, I know how you say fuck you in Turkish.
I can't say on the cameras there.
How do you say it, Gav?
Sit to the gate. See if you say it to a Turk, they go mad.
What?
But it's really bad. It means something bad. Sit to the gate. I say it to Turks,
the
fucking like, they look at you and then they go, oh fuck, he's obviously just been told to say that, and then they go, ah, I'm not rocking that.
God bless the Turks. That's how I say it. If I had my phone in Magaluf, I thought it was gone. We ended up getting it the last day.
Fucking stole my phone.
All right,
tell you what, they're the boys for a haircut anyway.
All right, look after
you. Or the Kurdish.
The Turks just fucking wing it.
The Kurdish.
Just wing it.
Not the Turks.
My barber's
a boy. Aye,
see the Turks barber, see where they give you all the rub your ears and all, and the tap news. We're like the wee fucking the wee lady thing. They're doing that there to distract the fact that they've just butchered the fuck out of you. Putting the towel on your head, going, I fucking wreck this cunt's hairline.
But here,
we need a decoy.
I'm on my way out anyway.
Now you're a good hairline, mate. I didn't think you would have had a hair the way you do. Look.
You think that? Mazza, I have a Mazza haircut right out the air and also.
I think a scouser suit the way they have the long hair. Nor was I think Mazza suits the long hair. I think it's cool.
I try and get my hair buzzed up in the summer and then try and grow it out a bit longer in the winter because it beats fucking more.
I see when you get to get your hair cut, your friends be proper boxed off.
Oh, I think straight.
We've got this. I'd love to have a hairline like
a buzz cut.
Military cut.
I'm getting grey hair, so it's not going to last too long.
I'm getting grey hair too.
Doing this podcast, and we're
probably isn't it?
There's a couple of funny ones, lads, but there is content that are going through it, you know what I mean? It's tough old time for the boys.
100%.
There's people out there just sitting in their rooms getting fucked clean up, not even saying to no one that's fucking ruining this place, you know what I mean?
Ricky Hatton too.
I've seen the video about him,
it's madness, lads. Much people, you don't
reach out,
lads.
You don't know,
you know what I mean?
Until you speak.
The much people, you don't know who's there for you. Up, like,
see if you don't open your mouth, you'll never know who's about for you, but see if you just stay. If you just stay quiet, you'll never know. But if you open up and speak, there'll be people there. Somebody will help you. You've got mates, places you've got family, you've got friends. There's people, randomers who love you don't even know love you.
Yeah, 100%.
We were talking about that last time, and then we got two messages. People actually reaching out to us saying that because we were speaking about it, they've actually went to Suicide Awareness and started to talk, and that's what it's all about too. Like,
get down to Suicide Awareness on the Falls Road if you're ever going through it. If you feel like you've nobody to speak to, they're the best people you can speak to.
Or fucking just speak to one of your boys.
Speak to one of your mates, whoever you want. Don't keep it all in here. Don't do that.
Northern Ireland is one of the, like,
the highest suicide rate
in Europe. It's fucking
for such a small place. It's not, it's mental, like, so. Try and stay off the fucking, you know what,
stay
people.
Stay off the flake, lads.
Yeah.
Stay off the flake.
It's no good.
Everybody's young. Everybody likes to have fun and all. But when it gets to the end of the day, people fucking can easily rip a hole at it.
Yep.
You can get crazy thoughts on it. Fuck it. Whatever it may be, people have died on it. You can overdose. You don't know what's in half the stuff nowadays. If you think you're getting 100% pure shit, you're definitely not. You're definitely
100%
not.
100% pure melted out all week, huh?
Oh,
anxiety, riddles. You're waking up like Tom Smith. Riddle with anxiety. I could taste it on the tip of my mouth.
So, don't want to go down that road, people. Action beats anxiety. As he says, so get out, do something, go and train with your mates, get out and fucking have a laugh, go a stroll, five a sage,
yeah, get the working class five a sage on the go, lads.
Mate, we would love
to. We could actually do like a full football team, like a
five a sage.
No, I'm like,
oh, well, I'll rush it back and smoke away.
Good football, all right, boys. I was Sean Boy back in the daily.
Who'd you play for?
Saying I'm on this, mate. Well, listen. Academy. Awesome, but nah, we don't play for the local team, like.
But listen, I would
never go to a big club.
Nah.
Fuck the corporate ones.
Support the locals.
And then here, I fell into the local trap. Hitting a bar and hitting a joint.
Happens to the best of me.
That's it, you hear.
Happens to the best.
You find out what down there is all about, know what I mean?
Yep.
That's you.
We've all
must
been
have been on our clipping ball job, was it?
Yeah. I got Nutmeg and Mermaid, lads.
M6.
Ask about.
Yeah, who was the right winger for fucking for 5 years ago? I'd find out who the M6
was. What do you call that wee man there?
I was playing a match against fucking, what do you call, Newhill. Newhill, right?
And
the ref came over to me. I think he's a Belfast Celtic Academy coach.
Oh,
but he was raffing. No, he was doing the raff, and he came up to me after a match. He says, "Here, I didn't know you. Here's my Nat, you might call him. My M6.
Know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's mad that people can't mistake you for, like, somebody. A few cunts being come up and said to me, before, oh, Kevin, but I know. They're probably taking a piss, like.
All right, M6, have you ever got anyone message you asking who you are?
Oh, I get all sorts of messages, lads. I get some mad messages,
Have you ever got your hole in there, wee girls told you to keep a mask on?
No, I'm locked up, lads.
Fair play.
I don't dip in a bit, lads.
Good ma. Respect.
Lads, now you get some mad tax, like.
Yeah.
Oh, swear to fuck.
Because the thing is, you could be a brute and no one would know.
See
the
old...
I've seen you, but... But I mean, like, do you know what I mean? If a wee girl fancies you, just fancy you for your personality because they don't know what you look like.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Here, now you get some mad shit, like.
So would you... Is it birds actually message your rap page, like?
Oh.
That's mad, because you can't even put a face to it, like... face to him.
Some birds could be in that shit too.
Just wrap her knickers off.
Cause don't even want to look at you. Just want to see what you have in your pocket. Fuck you. I fuck all anyway. I'm scared.
join the team, mate. Fuck's sake.
We're all on the bread line.
We're all grinding here.
Subscribe to the Patreon, people. Support the locals.
I was talking to a wee fella the other day and he didn't even... He's my dad's mate. And he didn't even know I was... Well, actually, he's my cousin. My dad's cousin. And he didn't know who I was. He didn't know why I was M6, know what I mean?
That's mad, isn't it?
And he always had my tunes on him, this wee lad. So once my dad told him, he was going, right, listen, I need to get up to meet, so we can meet my wee lad. He loves your music, he has me no sweat. So we drove up, and he not going to say where it was. And your wee lad rings me, he goes, we're all waiting at the mace here, dad. And the dad goes, what do you mean, we? And he says, no, there's a couple of us waiting at the mace. When you're coming up, lads, I pulled up the mace. There must have been about 30 kids standing there all on bikes.
Jesus, all waiting to see.
Oh, fuck. I opened the door and over the mask on and I started getting swarmed. And this is early away, like, this is up the road, like.
Oh,
and I
was going,
what the fuck? You know what I mean? Grab me, they're all going to me, now, what are you like without the mask? Let me see.
Trying to grab
the
it.
Mask down there, one of them says, my dad. Who are you? You security? Here's what that
is.
Chief of staff,
he's security.
Did you see the wee kid that's doing the food reviews now? He's funny, like. He's only a wee kid, he's doing food reviews, but he's
there's too many fucking people doing food reviews.
He's alright.
He's need a knock in the head.
Because you're promoting shit fucking spots.
I've done it,
fuck
sake,
and you're saying the food's lovely and it's pure fucking dirt.
And fuck they don't even know what good quality food is. Exactly. They're going to need these are pieces of shit and going, oh, lovely fucking good, well seasoned. You're like,
it's the same. They use the same fucking three words. Oh, it's very nice to cook well.
Haven't got a clue. We have this new burger spot open. Fuck off, will you?
There's an outpost one. I'd be like, I can't.
Nah, like my Christopher Eats. He does good.
Christopher Eats is a boil. Look what's on the plate.
Look what's on the plate.
They're the two G's. You lads keep doing your thing. Holly at Destroyer, 100%. That's one. Use your R8. But see the rest of you. I don't know you. Knocking the
head. Do you know what? I'm going tomorrow. Cosmos, I've never been.
Cosmos is done.
Have you not? Been. All you can eat, Dad. All you can eat.
Oh, I know it's all you can eat, but it's like all different fucking.
Here,
like,
you
all
get,
different
you
fucking
get
types of food.
Great. Donor meat, chicken madras, chicken curry, two slices of pepperoni pizza, cake and custard, and salted chili chips all in one plate.
That's unreal.
That's not about me.
I seen how to chalk a fountain. No, that's going to
stop. Oh, they're all different desserts. No, it's fucking dogged out. Like,
I just know some place never run. I love Nando's.
Nando's.
I had Nando's last night. That was fucking busting me up.
Me and Liam were been away for a couple of days.
Been away for a long time. Back, too much drugs. My head was back. Belfast Green, man. Fair play. That's a tune.
Shout out to Babs.
I like his song. Hello, Wee Darling, that's a great tune.
That's Spencer,
that was
is
one
it?
Of the
no,
first.
No,
nah.
That's
great, man.
I was
Hello,
one of the first Belfast rap tunes that I actually liked as well.
Don't need all that dirt exposure. Oh, yeah, we used to listen to Belfast Grey flat out and COVID in the wee shed. Shed rocking.
That wee pizza belter.
It was powerful. See when you open the door, lads, you saw seeing your steam coming out of it.
Over my wee mate shed was like that Whelan shed. Shout out to Whelan if he's watching. His shed has been some fucking rips and nerve. You've been in it?
I think I have been in it once. So
it looks small when you go in, but you can fit about fucking 12 cunts in it. Like, it's mad when everybody's all.
I remember them days in the shed. Standard off my head. And I'm lucky that I'm not dead. Yeah. But I live to see another day. And the bro just touched for 15K. Packs on packs and he took me away. Yeah, Tannery, the gang's here to play. You Bacardi Breezers and Smirnoff face. Use my hands and don't fuck my name. See up the lads.
Come on.
Is that your favourite drink, Bacardi Breezers?
I like an old Breezer, right? But Malibu and pineapple, lad.
Is that nice?
I like Malibu and pineapple.
What's Malibu? Is that coconut?
Malibu and coke I've had as well.
Or like a pina colada.
Pina colada is great, man.
If I'm only drink a couple of pints, then that there.
Is that what you drink? I would drink a couple of pints, then a double fagger. It just gets you fucked up, do you know what I mean?
I enjoy whiskey. Irish Mist is great. And like Breezers. I like them paints of Corona and Thunderbirds. There's a couple of swells, like. But I see, lads, what about Fusco's?
Yeah, I enjoy Fusco's
shutting down, lads.
Sad.
A sad day.
100 years that's been open?
Every Fusco's.
The one Andy turned, it's been open over 100 years, mate. It's fucking sad day at the price. But see the see the ice cream I used to do in there? You used to get a coconut ice cream and then a pineapple sorbet, and it was like a pina colada, but it was like fucking ice cream in there.
Do you ever get a smoky?
Can't do a smoky's back.
It's coke and ice cream.
Great.
I love a flake on ice cream. Chocolate. What do you call it? They're chocolate sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
I love Auntie and all sorts of them. They see Fusco's used to do like a wee tub of sprinkles. And just dump them all.
Do it yourself,
Rip a hole out of sprinkles.
What were they, like chocolate pads or something you call them? Was it chocolate pads?
I love mint chalk chip ice cream.
Yeah, it's great.
Loads of people think it's fucking for cereal killers.
Loads of
people don't like mint ice cream. Vanilla is, who goes this?
You can't just get vanilla, like, that's not
vanilla
real.
Vanilla out of Rossi's, lads, just vanilla and a wee bit of red sauce out of Rossi's.
But you're getting sauce on it still, know what I mean?
A wee bit of red.
I like Andre's ice. I like Andre's whoopie ice cream, it's great.
What about that, the bag chocolate? The pile of boo boo pistachio.
25 quid a fucking bar.
See your man, Danny, lads. He's funny as fuck. Just know him.
Danny who?
The Dublin cunt.
Danny Moulds, is it?
No. He makes a video. Danny LaBooBoo chocolate lattes.
I don't hate
Nah, lads. He's a fucking gay. He acts gay as fuck. And he acts gay on TikTok, but he's not actually gay. Like,
fuck
wrong with being gay, lads. But here, it's a fucking gig, lads.
I must get my watch.
He pretends to be an out bird influencer, know what I mean?
So, like wee sketches?
Wee sketches, aye. But he's pretending he's a female influencer. Know what I mean?
Like the way you would have done with a wig years ago.
Does he wear a wig in his car now?
Nah.
Nah, maybe not with a wig. Like, I haven't seen it, like, but I'm just getting amazing.
I seen him with a merge. Hear me, yo, come here. Hear me. you care what, or is that just like for the crack? Because there's me, I don't give a fuck, like I just want to know. And he was like, nah, here's me, fair play, he big son. Love videos.
I see the recall of that Emerge. Like, Emerge was poor.
Bruno's dry. Bruno's
lethal, lads. Shout out everyone was at Emerge.
As like a scarecrow at the end.
What day did you go to?
Saturday.
I went on Friday.
I don't both.
Only cunt I wanted to see was Sonny Federa.
Oh, I seen him.
Didn't even see him.
I seen him.
Seen nothing. Can't even remember.
I only stood Sonny Federa for about 10-15 minutes and then went back up the arch.
See the thing is about raves, right? See if you go to a rave and like there's big DJs on, I genuinely don't. I never get to see them. You wouldn't even know if they're on or not. They don't announce that they're changing. They just play a different song and they just walk. I don't know. I could be listening to fucking DJ Curly and I wouldn't know. I just be happy to be in that atmosphere listening to songs. I genuinely don't care who's playing them. I would never be excited to see a DJ. I would be like, I just go because it's a big name. But when you're actually here, you don't even listen. Like, you don't even care. You don't even know they're changing or not. They don't go out now. Nah, we're bringing out fucking Calvin Harris. Do you know what I mean? They don't do it. They just switch.
They have the time there on the wee posters.
I know, but who looks at them? Like,
who looks at them?
I bumped into her wee sister and she was like, yeah, in this tent. I think it was actually something to do. He's on this tent like at 8 o'clock and then I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Come on, we all go to a Shane tent.
We all.
Fuck's sake.
We ended up on the stage with fucking Hannah Lang. My mate Carl, shout out to Carl, got us all backstage.
Shout out to my mate Carl as well. Big Cali Carl.
There you go.
Yep.
Double Carl's out there, legends.
Carl's own, that is. Carl's own early moment. Like
Carl's own, yeah.
Carl's own's are great.
But no, what's even nicer? Nando's, yeah.
Yup, our limo brought me up for Nando's.
Good shit.
Goujon, steak kebab, house, garlic, chili.
I hear everybody's been up getting that wee the limbo special. I told him get it on the menu.
The limbo special.
He was saying to me that there's been a few hundred people in getting it. Like, so
you should get a commission turn on that there, limbo.
Sort me out, Nando's.
What did you say? Pizza? Pizza guys were looking to do a
somebody
class
said
pizza.
Something like that to me. Oh, they were looking in the air. Doing our pizza.
If anyone wants to name a pizza after the lads, let us know. And we'll design the pizza and could call it the working class
no
pizza.
No pineapples on it, big fuck.
My pizza is just margarita pizza and a garlic dip.
See, just a margarita and a Domino's. That's all right.
We lived on Domino's there for about 4 days in a row. Every day, that's all we ate there last week. Domino's for what was the other thing? We got an R shade pizza, wasn't it? £24
for a fucking 12-inch pizza, and it was fucking. I asked for ham, and I mean, you think it was a strip of bacon on it? It was fucking rotten.
Bouncing.
And this is place. Everyone was like, "Oh, that's the pizza place to go to."
Stinking.
Rotten.
I haven't got a clue. Pizza, one of these pizzas.
Pizza works me out on the road.
Haven't been to Goodfellas before.
Goodfellas is the goat. See a hot Sicilian were no onions
big,
and
the big massive garlic dip.
And the art dips need
or the pink one. You get it with the goujons.
Garlic potatoes. Tell
unreal. M66, do you want to shout anyone out there before we jump over to Patreon here?
Shout out every cunt lad. There's too many people to shout out.
All the boys in the land.
Shout out all the boys from Dublin. Yeah. Putting the work in.
All the dubs.
Yeah. Shout out all the cert boys from Upper Road. Tommy Adam, Dirt, all the rest of the M boys. Shout out Lambo, Gam, John Boy.
Legend.
Shout out every cunt who's keeping it lit.
Yup, the boys. You know what I mean? Come on.
Shout out to the working class. Yep. Shout out to Sluts and Thompson shaking ass. Putting on a show for the working class.
That's right. Yeah, you've good it's energy,
the
M6.
One of the best in Belfast.
100%.
If you don't know, get to know. Yeah. One of Belfast's finest, North Belfast's finest. Go and check out his fucking music.
M66 Belfast.
Go and blast it. A bit of newness coming from me on this man very soon.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Stay tuned, folks.
I'm in a limbo, fella.
We're going to jump over now to the Patreon, so for all you subscribers, you've got another lucky bit of content here.
Yeah, go and sign up and sort of.
You want to see more? Yes, switch over.
Switch over to Patreon. 15 minutes, man, I'll not be long. Right or wrong.
Cheat song.
Load that car straight into the bong. This is only a fucking minute. It's not a song when I can keep going on and on, but I'm not. I'm going to leave it at that because I swear to fuck, I'm going straight to the top. Putting fucking Belfast on the map with a bottle of Grey Goose and bottle of Chirac and a quarter of Peafy Lake. I'm going to drop rooftop Panthers the whole fucking lot.
Oh.
Yup, I said.
Yeah.
Only M6. Yeah.
Come on, the boys.
Get on, lads.